Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? Everybody, how you doing?
everyone. I hope you guys are blessed and all is good. God is real. God is here and he is good and he will be a blessing to you if you just open your hearts to him and love on him as he wants to love on you and us every single day. Guys, so listen, man, the good news is Jesus is real. Jesus is here. He saved. He died on the cross for us. He saved us from ourselves. And the story, the gospel is real. Jesus Christ has come to redeem us. We are his, guys, and we are so blessed because we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Oh, how grateful am I to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. I'm so grateful for the message that Pastor Scott shared with us today over at First Baptist Church. What a blessing. What a beautiful blessing it is that God gives us these amazing people that listen to him and share his word around the world. And so I just want to make sure that I give Pastor Scott all the glory for being a blessing to us and sharing the word of God, pulling himself out of it and saying, God, you know, take me out of this. Let this be about what you have to say and not what I have to say. So thank you, Pastor Scott, for sharing that and giving Jesus all the glory ultimately. So we are so grateful here at Solar Records Radio as we want to just praise and just kind of hang out and just, you know, take a moment to just concentrate on Christ and all the wonders and all the beautiful things that he has done for us. We're so grateful. So with that being said, let's just start off with prayer, okay? Can we all just start off with prayer right here and now? This is your boy Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And so here we go, guys. Let's give it to Christ. Let's give it to Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for being our Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for just being who you are. We are so blessed because of you. And thank you for the ministry. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the pain that you went through to save us. Father, we love you so much and we appreciate, you know, you sending your son here to be a blessing and just show the world how it's done. We're so grateful for the kingdom of God. We're so grateful to be citizens of that kingdom, not citizens of just the United States or any country in the world, but citizens of the kingdom of God. That is first. That is what has to be first for us Christians, that we are citizens of the kingdom of God. First and foremost. All right, guys. So remember that. God, we are so grateful to just be there with you. We're so grateful that you left us the Bible so that we could learn your ways and do as you would have us to do. Thank you for the roadmap back to heaven, Father. Thank you for the roadmap back to you as we crave you. We desire you. We yearn for you. We know that you are there, Father, and we're so grateful that you were the one that you rescued us from ourselves. Thank you so much for blessing us and taking care of us throughout the times, carrying us when we couldn't carry ourselves. Thank you for healing us. We didn't know, the doctors didn't even know what to do, but you, Father, are the maker of miracles and the creator of miracles, and we thank you for your miracles. Thank you for blessing us all the time. You are good all the time. So Father, please help us as we are trying to do our best, to be our best and love on you. Teach us, Father. Show us, guide us. Let your Holy Spirit come and wrap its arms around us and keep us close, because that's where we want to be. Praise is what we do when we want to be close to you. And so we're so grateful that you give us this beautiful and wonderful, absolutely amazing opportunity to love on you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's go, guys. Let's get going on Solar Records Radio. Let's praise him with my friend.
kindred, every tribe, from every nation, we give your name all praise today. And we glorify you in all the earth, in all the earth. I glorify everybody. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glorify him. Sing hallelujah to the Lord, for he is worthy. Glorify him. Sing hallelujah.
Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody.
what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Beautiful. It's so beautiful that we all acknowledge our Heavenly Father. It's so beautiful that we accept the fact that every praise is to our God. I mean, guys, if we start doing that, we just start trusting Him in everything, doing this together, loving on Christ, despite what your situation is, despite what's going on in your life. I mean, there's so many things that's happening right here and now in my life that really stress me out and make me just want to give up. You know what? Every praise goes to God. I trust Him. I trust Him in the storm. And it's so important that we trust Him. And guess what? It's so good that we have Him, that we can trust Him. That's what's really more important, that we got someone. We have the King of all kings, our Heavenly Father, our Savior, that we can lean on. Because sometimes there's no one else. There's no one else. But we shouldn't just do it because there's no one else. We should do it because He loves us despite if there's people around us or not. He loves us before who we are individually. He loves us despite our mistakes and our faults, our downfalls. You know, He loves us because of who we are. Right there, right to the core of our being, He loves us. So come on, guys, there is no way that you can deny this kind of love, this unconditional love. Let God be love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to love you back and to love on each other as citizens of heaven. We should be loving each other all the time. I think if we lead with our hearts as opposed to our confusion, we will be in a better place. And the transition from confusion to stabilism will be much better because we have been letting God guide us and leading us down the path of righteousness for His name's sake and not doing things that just make it better for us, but for His name's sake, for His glory, for the kingdom of God, citizens, for the kingdom of God. Oh, man, oh, man. So there's so much going on. My mom is in the hospital right now. So if you guys would just pray for my mom, you know, trust God in it. You know, my mom is in her 80s, and so we're going to trust God in it because anytime you're going to have surgery at that age, it's kind of scary a little bit that, you know, that they put you down, to do surgery in your 80s, you know. So we want to just pray for God's intervention, like for God to be there and take care of the doctor so that they know exactly what they need to do to take care of His servant, to keep her safe as she loves Him so much. And so I'm asking you guys to pray for her as well. Keep my mom in your prayer. They're going to have the surgery tomorrow. They were going to do it today, but they decided that they're going to do it tomorrow. So, you know, man, that's hard on me. My mama, that's my mama. I remember my auntie told me that when I went to my grandmother's funeral, and I said to her, auntie, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And she said, you don't understand. And I said, huh? And she's like, you just don't understand. That's my mama. That's my mama. And I, you know, I was like listening to her and like, yeah, that's big. That's where we all come from. Our mamas. And so we, it's very sacred and very powerful. So thank you if you would pray for her. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And so I want to share a couple things, but I want us to just get our minds right before I do that. Okay, so I'm going to, and I hope that you're good with this because we are, this is a praise and worship show where we want to just praise God, play some praise and worship music, and get our hearts right with him so that we could be on, you know, one accord. And if you have a mate or someone near you that's sharing this with you, that's good because, you know, you guys are doing it together. It's like going to the gym and working out together. You always want to have somebody there. But if you don't have anybody, you have me. We got it. We have each other. I'm by myself right now. And if you're by yourself, then we have each other. Right. So we're partners in this. And so we're praising him together and we're unifying. We're joining, you know, our hearts, you know, we're coming together and saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for being a good, good Father. Thank you for being, you know, it's really a big thing to be a good, good Father. I mean, a good, good Father. You know, I as I navigate older age and I'm thinking about how much I love on my children, how much I loved on my animals. You know, I loved them so much unconditionally because I know that they can't do for themselves. I have to do for them what they can't do for themselves. And I so I'm very, very sensitive to what they can do for themselves and very sensitive to what they can't do for themselves. And so it's passion. My passion is to make sure that I provide, that I fill that void to make sure that they are good so that they know that their Father cares about them. You know, or whoever I am to my animals, they know that this guy that comes over every day and feeds me and does whatever he needs to do, make sure I have water. They know I care, right? And so that's how our Heavenly Father is with us. He's passionate about the love that he has for us. That's why the passion of Christ is so powerful. It is so constructive. It is so good for our mental stability. If you just think about the passion of Christ, think about the passion that you have to make sure your babies are okay. Think about it and multiply that. Multiply it. 70 times 70. Just multiply it. The power, the passion of Christ. It's absolutely amazing. And the love that he has for us is so big. He would die for us before we were even born. Come on. I don't know anyone that would die for me. You know, I mean, maybe my mom, because she loves me too much. She loves me so much. It's like, God, you know, and I know that I would die for my child. You know, for Christ to die for every single one of us. Wow. Before we were born. That's amazing to me. So, with that being said, I just want to know if you think he's worthy of your praises, if you think he's worthy of giving him your heart and your time, if you think he's worthy of your passion, of your love, of your trust. Do you?
Do you feel the world's broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? You saw creation groaning. Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole?
He is worthy. lose my body, which you've given for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, and now is, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
Blessing us right where we are. Thank you for taking care of us and loving us. We're so grateful, because I know that I've fallen short so many times, but because of who you are, you give me hope. And I thank you for that, because it's so much going on and I'm so stressed out sometimes. But you are so amazing and you're so good. And I thank you for giving me value. I thank you for giving me worth. You believe in me. You love me. You care about me. You believe in us. You care about us. Oh God, you're so good, and we're thankful. We're so grateful. You are amazing.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil.
Beautiful. And listen, guys, we got about another 16 minutes left in the show, but I want to just have Dr. Gayla Massey, my wife, read a scripture for you. And Gayla, are you there?
Yes, I am, darling. Hello, everyone.
Okay, so what are you going to read? What are you reading from now? Isaiah 9.
Well, we're
going to
be reading Isaiah 9, verses 5 through 7.
Okay.
I'd like to say that this particular book, this book is also known as prophecy, and it does refer to actually, as I read it, a prophecy about the birth of Hezekiah. But we also know, really, if we look into the future, the more distant future, we really know that he prophesies about the birth of the Messiah King, which he finds in fulfillment in Jesus Christ as the human divine one. And I'd like to begin reading again Isaiah 9, verse 5 through 7. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. So, honey, I believe this is a really, you know, it just shows us what prophecy can mean. And for to think that, you know, this goes all the way back in the times of Isaiah, when it refers so perfectly to what happened with the birth of Christ and what he became to all of us. You know, he became all these words, you know, that are given here, that he will be a Prince of Peace. He will be a Wonderful Counselor. He will be Mighty God. And that he will come from the throne of David, just as Jesus did, you know, come from the genealogy of David. So to think about how this is prophesied so early on about Christ's birth is amazing.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, you just think about, you know, he talks about the government. And I talked to you guys earlier about, you know, we're citizens we're citizens of the kingdom of God, right? We are citizens of the kingdom of God. And let me just tell you a little story real fast, just so you can understand where I'm coming from. And these are things that I'm sharing with you. It's what I learned today. As I always want to share with you what I learned that I think is good for us to, you know, to just meditate on. And so just listen. So there's this particular church, and they had this thing going on in the church. And I can't quote the person that taught me this, but shared this with me, but I'll do my best. And so they had this thing where, you know, they had pranks, right? But they were only able to do pranks on this next day and couldn't start no earlier than the work day, which was at 8 o'clock in the morning, right? And so a pastor and assistant pastor, the pastor made it clear that this is how we're going to do it, right? And so what happened is that the next morning, the assistant pastor was like, in his mind, I want to make sure I get there. And the pastor had in his mind, I'm going to get those guys good. I'm going to get to work early and get everything done so that I could get into this prank stuff, right? And so, but the assistant pastor was like, I'm going to get there really early so I can do what I need. So I can get this going. So when the time comes, I'm going to get these guys. So the assistant pastor goes into the church earlier than the pastor. And so he hides inside the air conditioner room, right? And so, and that's right there, right by where the pastor's office is. And so the pastor gets there early too, but not as early as the assistant pastor, who's hiding in the air conditioner room. So then the pastor gets in there, he's doing this thing, and then all of a sudden he hears this noise inside the room. And so unfortunately for the assistant pastor, he's kind of getting busted. And so the pastor goes, I know you. Someone's in there. I know you're in there. I know you're in there, and I know what you're up to. And so, you know, because he knew that somebody was trying to do a prank on him. So he says, what I'm going to do now, since you're in there, I am going to keep you locked in here. You're going to stay locked in here for the whole day. I'm not going to let you out. Whoever you are, you're going to be stuck in here for the whole day. And so then he was grabbing shears and stuff to try to push up against the door because there was no lock on the door, and he couldn't find the shear to do. Then he was looking for other things to put up under there to hold the door locked so that the assistant pastor couldn't get out. And so he kept on trying to find things. And so then he went and said something that's unlike a pastor. And he says, because he couldn't find anything to lock the door. So what he said was, now I have you locked in there, and I'm going to leave you locked in here all day long. Now, the assistant pastor don't know that he didn't lock the door. He assumed that he locked it, right? And so the pastor walked away, and he had a class he had to go to, and he went I think it was like a marriage counseling class or something. And so he went to sit down with his client and talk to them about whatever they were going through. And then he started hearing this noise, and he was hearing this noise in the ceiling, in the air vent. And so what happened is that the assistant pastor, he didn't know that the door really wasn't locked. He thought it was locked. And so he's climbing through the air vents, trying to get out, trying to figure a way to get out of there. And he says, hey, what are you doing up there? He says, okay, right after my class, I'll go and unlock the door so you can get out. And so he was continued to talk. And so eventually the pastor went back, and he opened the door and told him he could get out, right? And so all this time, the assistant pastor had no idea that he could have just walked through the door. He could have walked through the door. But see, that's what lies will do to you. That's how we get consumed by things people lie about. And we could get caught up in somebody else's lie, not knowing that we could just avoid that and walk right out of this lie. But because we were lied to, we thought that was the truth. We believed it, even though it was a lie. And so we have to remember that we can be caught up in all kind of lies in our life through different situations, but we have to know that we have the power to walk out. We have the power to walk away. That, because the real truth is the truth of God. And that's why it's so important that we remember that we are citizens of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. We have so much more power than we know. But for some reason, we get caught up in lies. We get caught up in things that are not true. And we have these untruths that we live our lives by. And we do have the power, because we have the power of our King, of our Heavenly Father, that will bless us. You know, and
make a comment?
Yes, go ahead.
Can I make a comment? Well, it just reminds me so much of today. The Bible says there will come a day when we don't know the truth. And there will become a day when father will turn against, you know, son, and siblings against each other, and friends against each other. And, you know, it's interesting that you bring this up, because there are so many people, I think, out there not hearing the truth or understanding the truth or being lied to. And the only way out is through the door that God provides, and that door is the Bible. I'm trying to remember B-I-B-L-E. I remember
basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Before leaving Earth. And so I think all of us today need to turn to the Bible, and we need to live our life as Christ would live it, and not buy all the lies. You know, not focus on ourselves, but focus on others and focus on what Christ said that we need to do in this world, not
Absolutely.
What any particular political party tells us. That we need to remember that above all, we're Americans, and in this world, we're all in the kingdom of God, instead of aligning to untruth. Very interesting, and it's very applicable
Well, you know,
today.
There's a lot of that going on as well, the political stuff, but it's not just political, it's all kind of different things. Yeah. And so the most important goal is, Father, we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And I know some of us, you know, we talk, well, I can be a citizen of the United States and the kingdom of God. That's full citizenship. And I guess that works in some cases. But as a Christian, we are citizens of the kingdom of God first and foremost, because it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter. I mean, God is your leader. He's your leader. And you have to trust him in all things, not just things that you agree with, but all things. And if you do that, then you will treat your brother and your sister good, despite the fact that it looks pretty ugly out there, especially in the political realm, if that's where you are with this. But I just want you to know that if you put your hand and your trust in Christ, you will always win. You'll always be on the winning team. And so I love my brothers and sisters, despite the fact that we completely disagree politically on things. Yeah, that's just something we do. That's not who we are. I love Jesus. I am a Christian. That's who I am. And I want to do what's best for his kingdom. I want to walk down the path of righteousness for his sake, namesake, not Wardell's namesake. This is not about me. It's way bigger than me. This is way bigger than us. This has been going on way before we were born, and it'll continue to go on way after with God. So while we're here, we need to follow our Heavenly Father so that we can get back home to him where we came from. All right, guys, so thank you again for tuning in to our record video. We love you and appreciate you. And let's close out with a prayer. Father, we love you. Oh, we love you. Oh, open up my eyes, Father, and wonder you. For you are amazing. You are just you're the King of all things. Thank you for taking care of us. Please keep your hand on my mother as she is in the hospital. Guide the surgeons with your blessings. Thank you for being the miracle maker that you are. We love you so much. Thank you for blessing our families and keeping us all safe. We ask that you guide us throughout this, the rest of this year, Father, and keep us close to you. Keep us close to you and help us to learn how to love one another, even in the storm, how to love each other, because we know if we follow you, everything's going to be okay. So thank you for that. Thank you for the clarity in the confusion. Thank you for being the best that thing that's ever happened to us. We love you so much and we appreciate you. So guys, go. Amen, amen, amen. Go with God, be blessed, and continue to love on each other. Thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you, Dr. Gayla Massey. And we will continue to love you, Father. Thank you. Good night.